Glory to God. Boy, I tell you, it feel good. Ain't that right? To have the Lord on your side. If he ain't on your side, you don't feel good. You can't feel good if he ain't on your side. Is he on your side today? The Lord is on my side. Hallelujah. Boy, it's good you ain't in the hands of the doctors. Ain't it a blessing you ain't in the hands of the lawyers? Ain't that right? We in God's hand. Ain't that right? You in the right hands when you in God's hand. Ain't that right, bro? Ain't that right, bro?
That's right.
When you in God's hand, you in the right hand. Ain't that right, bro? Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, the glory. We thank God you in God's hand. Amen. Ain't he all right? Yes, Lord. I love my Michael. Amen. God had a Michael. I got a Michael. Ain't that right? God, Michael, would fight for him. This Michael would fight for me. Ain't that right? Amen. Just don't bring a gun to church. Amen. All right, let's go. 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, verse 24. We're going to read that together. Let's read it. Receive it the prize. So run. Don't y'all want to, when you run, don't you want to obtain the prize? I ain't running for nothing. How about y'all? Go to the next verse. Let's read this one together. In every man, mastery is temperate. Everybody that run got self-control. And them that's running to get it in the world way, they got control. And we running it for the Lord, we got control. Ain't that right?
That's right.
Let's go to the next verse. It says what? Therefore, so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beat the air. Now, you know you can't beat the air. Ain't that right? Say glory to God. And we ain't finna try to beat the air, is we? Because you can't beat the air. Tamar, you cannot beat the air. Amen. Amen. Verse 27, let's read together. What it say? But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means that when I preach to others, I myself. The Father, Son, Holy Ghost, now let's look at this subject, what it says. It says, discipline, self-control, dominate your flesh. Amen. Discipline, self-control, dominate our flesh. Ain't that right?
That's right.
You know what? We got to understand that the main word in this thing today is temperance. And the word temperance means self-control. Look at your neighbor and say, you're going to have some self-control. That's right. Say self-control.
Self-control.
Say it one more time.
Self-control.
Now listen to this. That means you got to put some restraints on yourself. Ain't right?
Right?
When it comes to some desires and it comes to your passions.
Uh-huh.
A person that control they self is a person that know how to do something with their flesh.
Yeah.
And as believers, as in the kingdom of God, we as true believers, y'all, we got to restrain ourselves from doing what's wrong. I thought I'd get an amen.
Amen.
Who got to stop yourself from doing what's wrong? Say, I got to control myself. We don't supposed to be acting like the world. We don't supposed to be entangled with a whole lot of stuff that the world is doing. Am I right about it? Matter of fact, we're supposed to stay away from bad things. Bad people, ain't that right? And we ought to act like Jesus. Say,
Jesus in me.
Bobette said, Jesus is in me. That's right, he's in me. Everybody know that? Say, he in me. And if he in me, I'm supposed to be acting like Jesus. If he ain't in me, I can't act like him. Ain't that right? Say glory to God.
Glory to God.
The life of us as believers, we got to walk in self-control, y'all. We got to walk in temperance. We got to have some restraints. We don't supposed to just do anything. It does not look good when we just let it all hang out. You know they tell do the boogaloo and just let it all hang out. We can't just do the boogaloo and just let it all hang out. Isn't that right? In other words, we don't supposed to walk around here with our pants down showing our duke. Ain't that right? You don't supposed to just let it all hang out. Ain't that right? We supposed to put a belt on and pull our pants up. Am I right about it? And don't get mad at Pastor for saying it like this. We don't need to see your doo-doo draws. And the church going to say amen. Amen. Say amen. You know you ain't going to get it nowhere like this but that full gospel. Ain't that right? If you don't do some self-control, you're going to be doing the same thing that folks out of control that's doing. So what's going to be the difference between you and them? It's supposed to be a difference in us and them. Isn't that right, Helen? We supposed to be letting our light shine, ain't it? Hey, Matthew 5 and 16, what does it say? Let your light so shine before me that they what may see you, your good works, and what it does, it glorify. Ain't that right? When you don't let your light shine, your flesh is going to get out of control. And instead of good behavior, you're going to have bad behavior. Isn't that right? See, if a person is committing adultery or if a person is fornicating, in you doing the same thing they doing, what's the difference? Did you hear me, RJ? What's the difference? What's the difference? Come on, what's the difference? So we need to demonstrate self-control, ain't that right? When we got saved, self-control is already in us. But what we got to do, we got to keep developing it more and more each and every day. In other words, we need to sow into controlling ourselves. Right. Ain't that right?
Right?
When the blue lights get behind us, ain't that right?
Yeah.
And they pull us over to the side, ain't that right?
Uh-huh.
We control ourselves. Because
yeah.
If we don't, we going where?
Yeah.
We going to jail. You go to jail when you don't control yourself. Anybody here ever been to jail before? Yeah, that's right. They put you in jail when you can't control yourself. Ain't that right? Y'all there like, y'all, something wrong with y'all. Y'all ain't saying that, but ain't that right? Why don't they put you in jail? Who want to go to jail in here every day? So what you got to do to keep from going to jail? Say it again for gospelians. Let me tell you what controlling yourself do. That's you talking about powerful Twaller. You talking about powerful Brown. When you know how to control yourself and make your flesh do what you want it to do.
Amen.
When you can control yourself, you can crucify your flesh.
Yeah.
But if you can't control yourself, your flesh gonna get out of control.
Sure.
And it's gonna dominate your life.
Yeah.
Now everybody here know there's some things in your life you ain't pleased with. Come on, say amen. There's some things in your life getting the best of you. And whatever it is that's getting the best of you, it's stopping you from having what God wants for you. Until you get it under control, things ain't going to get right for you. So I got to get it under control. Tell 3,000 folk I got to get it under control. What self-control is, it's a powerful weapon for you. It works for your good. And what self-control is, it's there to dominate this no-goody thing that's in us. Watch this, Romans 7 and 18. Romans 7 and 18. Romans 7 and 18. Romans 7 and 18. For I know that in me, that is what? Dwell what? For the will what is what? Present. But how to perform that which is good, what? Now, how many of y'all know it's some no-goody stuff in us?
Amen.
Ain't it some no-goody stuff in us? And what it's called, the flesh, ain't it? That's right. It's a no good thing. And what it try to do all the time, it try to pull us away from God. It's trying to pull us away from God. But Galatians 5 and 24, notice what Galatians 5 and 24 says, what? And they that are Christ, what? So we can do something about this flesh, ain't it? But what we need in order to do something about this flesh, we need self-control. You got to be able to self-control. Paul said these words. Paul said, I'm scribing for magistracy. And the person that scribes for magistracy, God expects us to be self-controlled in everything that we do. You got to control everything in your life. The least little thing can get out of control. And when it get out of control, it's hard to get it back in control. Am I right about it? You got to bring your body, your physical body, under subjection. I like Skittles. But Skittles will bust you out your clothes. Am I right about it? I like Bill. But Bill get you drunk. Ain't nobody saying that you. Ain't that right? When you like weave, you're going to be at the health store all the time getting more weed. Anything will get out of control. Ain't that right?
Right?
Y'all ain't saying that. This is what Paul's saying. So what this means is I got to bring it under subjection. So Sister Turner, I can't make you stop doing nothing, but you can stop it yourself when you got self-control. Control. Ain't that right?
That's right?
When you ain't got self-control and you're a freak, you'll get out of control. And you'll do some stuff, I'm telling you, it would be unseemly. Ain't that right? Say glory to God. That's why we see folk do stuff. It's because they didn't have no control. And that's why we done some stuff. Because we didn't have no control. My sister was walking to the store to get her some lunch and had a congested heart failure. But notice something. She got the food first and ate all of it. And then had the congested heart failure. Because she was determined. She felt herself couldn't breathe on the way, but she was determined to get that meal first. we being for real, y'all. You can kill yourself trying to please yourself. And you don't even realize you out of control. Ain't that right, bonk? Amen. And I'm a living witness myself. Amen. Stuff could be killing us, and we'll still be doing it because we out of control. We need self-control. Ain't that right? You'll rape somebody if you ain't got control. You'll spend all your money and be broke, busted, and sure enough disgusted if you ain't got no self-control. Ain't that right? Self-control will make you act a fool. Say amen. Now watch this. Soda pops are good, ain't they good? But if you drink a lot of them, you have a stomach like this. Ain't nobody saying that, but I'm right about it. Glory to God, ain't that right? Soda pops good, Skittles, all that stuff good. But you know what it do? You know the color folks call it the sugar. You have the sugar. Yeah, ain't nobody gonna say that, but it's the truth, ain't it? You'll be getting shots every day. Sticking them every day because your diabetes will get out of control. Say glory to God. Everybody in here, in order for us to live sanctified, holy, like God has called us to live, we're going to have to develop some self-control. Nobody want to be bothered with you when you're out of control. You can't control your mouth and anything come out of it. You mother blank, you blum, 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 blum. Y'all nobody want to be bothered with that. Ain't that right? Ain't that right, y'all? When you talk back to grown folk and you can't control your mouth, somebody will slap you dead out. Am I right about it? I'm telling you, you can't control yourself. When the police say, put your hands on that car, you better put your hands on that car. Because the police will take out that little black stick and beat you upside your head. You better control yourself. Am I right about it? Anybody here want to say amen? Our children need to understand about self-control. That's right, we need it bad, don't we, y'all? This is one of the main areas why folk don't like to come to church, because they see us. They see us what? Out of control. They in the party, out of control, and they look over there and see mother of the church out of control. They over there out of control, and they see pastor over there out of control. And they don't want to go to church. Because they said, what's the use of I'm going to church, and I'm out of control, and Rev out of control too. Am I right about it? Say glory to God. We need to develop self-control. We are living too much out of control. I'm talking about Christians, not baby Christians. When you're a baby Christian, you're going to be out of control. I'm talking about us who've been saved 20 years, 15, 10, and 5 years. You ought to be under control by now. Am I right about it? Say glory to God. Y'all wouldn't like it. You know I'm right. Y'all wouldn't like it if y'all find out that I'm out of control. Am I right about it? Y'all found out that I was hitting the pipe, you would not like that. What you'll say, pastor's out of control, woman. And then I can't preach to you and tell you nothing. Am I right? Say amen.
Amen.
If y'all find out I got holes everywhere, ain't that right? Y'all have said, pastor is out of control. I'm telling it like it is, am I telling it? If y'all find out I'm in the club, amen. Every night you'll say, pastor is out of control. And then you don't want me to preach to you. And you don't want me to tell you nothing, ain't it? Because you say, how you going to tell me to be in control? What? And I'm out of control. Ain't that right? That's why Paul said, if I preach to y'all and I'm out of control, I'm a castaway myself. That's why I work on being in control. Say glory to God. Because I'm going to tell you something, there's some fine women in the world. They fine. When I say fine, I'm talking about fine. Good looking fine. Cute, nice, beautiful shapes. Blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. I'm telling you. 38, 24, 36, or whatever you want to call it. 34, 20, I'm talking about beautiful women. And I be with women all by myself. But you know what? I got to control myself. And know what, ladies? You got to control yourself.
Right.
It used to be time man was out of control, but now woman getting out of control. Ain't that right? Freaks come out in the daytime, not only at night. Amen. Yeah, we preaching up in here. Because we're going to get some help today. So I'm going to get some help today. Let me show y'all some of the areas where we really, really need to work on being in control. We really, really need to work on being in control. Number one is idolatry. And number two is fornication. Say fornication. You know how it is when you ain't married. You want some. Ain't that right? Say amen. That's a God-given desire. There's nothing to be concerned about. And I know some of you done brought your flesh under suggestion so much now to fornication don't even bother you. You've been celibate so long, you got trophies at the house. Come on. Ain't had none in 10 years, 15 years. But that's all right, ain't that right? But fornication, you will get out of control. And being tempting, say tempting. And say murmuring. And complaining, ain't that right? Those four areas, say four areas. These are some examples we got to die to. So I got to die to. You got to pay attention to what I'm saying today. Amen?
Amen.
Now, back then when they was in the wilderness, you know, when Moses was in the wilderness with these folk, these are the four areas that messed them up. They got out there and made them a heifer, a cow. And they started worshiping that heifer. Amen. Y'all say amen.
Amen.
And you'll do the same thing if you ain't careful. You'll start worshiping some heifers too. Now watch this. I know y'all saying, why is Pastor saying this is the Bible? It's in the Bible, y'all. And I can show it to you. But I ain't got that much time because I got to hurry up and get through with this before RJ go to sleep and before all the rest of y'all go to sleep. Amen. Are y'all ready for this? Now, why? When what happened was them people went out in the wilderness and they were going through a trial. Don't y'all know when you're in a trial, amen, you can get out of control. Say amen, amen. When you're in a trial. Because when you're in a trial, Roshan, you need to pass the test. Say pass the test. Come on, say, come on, pass the test. Ain't that right? All you got to do is take the test. You're either the father or you're not. Ain't that right? You just got to pass the test. Ain't that right? Say pass the test. You pass the test, you get your driver license or not. Ain't that right? But this is a different test. This is a different test. See, this test right here is for you to focus on yourself, which is the worst person that you really got to deal with, and that's yourself. Am I right about it? And when you're in a trial, the trial is simply the devil is trying to get you to do everything to please yourself so you can get out of control. Am I right about it? Now watch this. Your self-will is different from God's will. Am I right about it, Harold? Your self-will, listen to me, RJ, your self-will is different from God's will. God's will is the best place for you to be in. And when you're in God's will, everything's going to work out for you. But when you get in self-will, things going to get out of control. Am I right about it? And when they get out of control, it's hard to get them back into control. God delivered them folks out of Egypt. He delivered them out of Egypt. Everybody him been delivered from something. But if you go back to it, guess what? You can get worse than what you was before. Ain't nobody here exempt from temptation. Say, I'm not exempt from temptation. You know what got them in trouble? Their own lust. How many people know you got to develop temperance? Raise your hand. How many of y'all know you really, really got some things in your life? You say to yourself every day, I got to overcome this. Come on, raise your hand. Come on, let's be honest with ourselves. I got to overcome this. Say it again. Say, I got to overcome this. Now, this is what we're going to say now. Say, I am going to overcome this. Now say, I have overcome this. God wants you to develop self-control for this simple fact so you can overcome your flesh. He wants us to overcome our flesh. See, they couldn't blame Moses like you cannot blame Pastor Willie Brown. You cannot blame me. Am I right about it? Moses preached to them folks and he told them folks, but you got to understand, I can't be with you every day to make sure you stay in control. I have to go to Josh school all the time because the little Negro gets out of control. You hear me? Did y'all hear me? How many parents got to always deal with your children because they get out of control? But watch it. It's a problem when the husband getting out of control and the wife getting out of control because they can't control who they sell. But Pastor Brown, I can't be with you all the time to make sure you in control. God wants you to develop patience. He wants you to develop temperance. God wants you to develop these things. But when we get in temptation and we go through a trial, it's going to show us how much control we got. Because the devil going to put that stuff right in our face. The flesh going to lead us right to it, what we got to deal with. But if we ain't got no constraints and we don't have no self-control, we're going to be doing it. Am I right about it? I know this young lady. Oh, I know this young lady. She's a beautiful young lady in the Lord. She's really is. But she smoked weed, and she don't want to smoke weed. And she wrestled with smoking weed. And she'll quit for a while, and then she'll pick it back up. Isn't that right? Anybody ever done that for a while? Put it down, what? And then picked it back up. Come on, I ain't by myself. Am I right about it? See, it could be like that with pornography. When you're looking at them little folks on that, going in, ain't that right? You can turn it off for a little while, and then what? You turn it back on, ain't that right? Ain't nobody gonna say nothing, but we gotta deal with this thing. Saying we got to deal with it. When you lack self-control, that means you can't constrain yourself. You can't do nothing about yourself. Moses all praying. He just praying for the folk. He on the mountain just praying for the folk. They down there on the mountain at the bottom out of control. You hear me, sisters? You hear me? He up there praying for them, and they down there out of control. He up there telling the Lord about them people, and the Lord said, them people down there acting a fool. They out of control. Ain't that right? Pastor Brown be at home. I be praying, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And y'all at the platinum out of control. Say amen. Somewhere we're just out of control. Ain't nobody going to sit there. You got 3 Big Macs. You know you out of control. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. We getting this thing. Ain't that right? Look, let me tell you something. I know. You said, Pastor, pray for me. I can't lay hands on you. And you get self-control. I can't do that. I cannot lay hands on Josh. It says self-control in the name of Jesus Christ. No, I can't do that. You already got self-control in you. You got to develop it. Ain't that right, RJ? Ain't that right, Michael? Ain't that right, Folly? The 3 Stooges over there, they going to have to. Y'all hear me? They going to have to develop self-control. Ain't that right? See, y'all ain't saying that. See, that's control right there. See how you're sitting here and the enemy don't want you to hear the word. But see how you're controlling yourself. Say, ears here. You say, eyes, look at it in that gray suit looking good. That's what you're doing right now. Ain't that right? You're controlling yourself, ain't it? But do you know how fast the enemy try to come and get you out of control? So you got to get some some self-control. See, I'm not picking on nobody. I'm not picking on nobody here, but I'm just showing you. See, RJ Hell, he had to control himself to get his hair to look like that. My little brother back there, he had to control himself to get his hair to look like that. It took control in there, y'all. It did. It took a lot of control. See, boy hell, it took a lot of control to get her hair like that. It took a lot of control for her to put that rabbit on this morning. Do you know that? She had to control herself because that thing was before she got it out of that closet. God good, hey, y'all. Ain't nobody saying that but me and Tamar. No, we know how to control ourselves when we want what we want. That's what I'm trying to get at. Look at Tamar. That's red hair on a black woman. It took control to get that. Ain't that right? You sit up in that chair. To sit up in that chair that long, it took some control, ain't that right? It took a lot of control to walk out the door with red hair. Y'all ain't saying that. I'm going to have some fun today. Because we're going to whoop this. We're going to whoop this thing. Ain't we going to whoop it? That's why we so weak. We weak to stuff because we can't control ourselves. That's why we end up in the living defeated lives, because we can't control ourselves. Because we ain't developed self-control. When you was a little bitty boy, your mama said, control yourself. When you go to that school, control yourself. When you get out this car, we go in the store, don't you put your hands on nothing, don't you pick up nothing. You control yourself, ain't that right? And they help you get in control then. You grab something, mama would knock you out. And that she knocked you out, what you say? I got to control myself. God have to whoop us. And he shouldn't have to. Anybody going to say amen? Amen? Ain't that right? Amen. We shouldn't be getting whippings all the time to control ourselves. Ain't that right? We shouldn't like whippings, should we, y'all? Sister Tasha, we shouldn't like whippings, should we? We shouldn't like whippings, should we, Brown? Jet, we shouldn't like whippings, should we? That's the Pointer Sisters. 3 Stooges and the Pointer Sisters up in here. We got to control ourselves. Ain't that right, y'all? We can't control our eating. We sick. We ain't sick because we hungry. We sick because we eating stuff that we shouldn't be eating. Say amen. Pizza every night ain't good for you. It's not good for you every night eating Big Mac, large order fries, and rallies, and wing out, and all that. That stuff ain't good for you. And we don't like vegetables, and we don't like beets and rutabagas and stuff like that. Know why? Because the flesh will start telling you what to eat. Because the flesh like nasty stuff that ain't good for you, and the flesh don't like what's good for you. Now you got to control yourself so you can eat what is right. And that's why I'm working on me right now. Because if you don't, you'll die. Watch this. When you're developing temperance, that means you got to get in the Word. You got to make yourself read the Bible. You got to make yourself fast. You got to make yourself pray. You got to say, I'm finna read this Bible. I'm finna meditate. I'm finna pray. You got to make your body say, look, I know you want to do this, but you're going to do what I say. Then you got to have your thoughts together. You know thoughts are coming in your head, but then you got to start controlling your own thoughts. You can't let thoughts just run wild in your head. You got to control your thoughts. Am I right about it? Right. Mr. Bull, you ain't saying that. I said, ain't that right? Amen. How come most Christians don't have temperance? We'll light up a cigarette in a minute. We'll pop a beer in a minute. We'll fornicate in a minute. Why most Christians ain't got it? Because you know why? We did not develop self-control when we first got saved. That's the difference between us and them, is that we under control and they out of control. Matter of fact, God says, he in 3 John 2, above all things, he want us to prosper. Watch this, y'all. What's it? You see it up there? And be in what? Good health. Good health. And not only that, that your soul prosper. You have a good mental. When you get out of control, you will lose your mind. When you can't think right, and your mind just tell you anything, you done lost control. Ain't that right? Out of control when it comes to money. Money will turn you away from God. It really will. It'll turn you away from God. You'll go to work before you go to church. You'll go to work while you're sick. You can have a bulging disc and you'll still go to work. I'm serious. One of your eyes may be swole. You still go to work. You can have gout and you'll still limp in there on that job. I'm telling you the truth. Because you're running behind that dollar. Ain't that right? Because you know what you say? I got to pay my bills. I got to pay my light bill, my water bill, my gas bill. And then I got to pay my nails bill, my feet bill, and my hair bill, and all my other bills. And you'll be running behind money. Ain't that right? And then you'll be running behind, especially when you got to pay for your habit. Oh, my God. That is very expensive. Habits are very expensive. Am I right, y'all? We spend more money on what we want than what we need. We getting help, and we getting help, and we getting help, Tamar. You got to get in control and listen to what Pastor tell you, amen. Because if not, so you're going to be at home and you're going to get out of control. And I'm slapping the taste out your mouth. Amen. Let's go to Romans 8 and verse 12. Romans 8 and verse 12. Romans 8 and verse 12. I don't want to call it Beyonce, but hey, Romans 8 verse 12. It says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors what? To live what? Next verse, what it say? You know what that say? That say if we build our spirit up with self-control, we can dominate our flesh. But if we don't, our flesh is going to dominate. And if we live after our flesh, we can die early, or we can die a painful death, or we can die out of the will of God, and we can die from living under these curses. And that is not God's will. How many want to die tomorrow? Raise your hand if you want to die tomorrow. I know, didn't nobody raise their hand? I know you ain't going to raise your hand because you want to live. Ain't that right? Look at your neighbor and say, I'm finna raise my hand. I want to live. Come on, am I right about it? Don't you want to live? Y'all might have cried with me. I want to live, Lord. Say glory to God. When they put mom in the casket, I didn't jump over in there. Y'all might well say, man, you can get mad at pastor all you want. They put dad, brother, whoever in there. You said, all right. And they covered them up, and you went on back over there with the rest of them, and they collard greens and had a good time after the wait. Am I right about it? Because you ain't ready to die. You ready to die, RJ? You ready to die, Michael? You ready to die, Sylvester? If the three stooges ain't ready to die, you ought to not be ready to die. Am I right about it? Say glory to God. Sally, you ready to die? That's right. You ready to die, Roshan? You show your pretty self with them earrings all down on the side of your face. I know you ain't ready to die, good. Boys, you ready to die? Tell them when you couldn't breathe, you say, help me, ain't that right? That's right, you weren't ready to die. When I couldn't breathe, I would say, get me to the hospital. How many of y'all thank God for ambulances? Say glory to God. Ain't he good? Now listen to this. If you don't want to die, and you say, I don't want to die, that means I need to get saved. Ain't that right? Because you're going to die anyway, don't you? All right, Mr. Sister Turner, with your pretty self. If you die, don't you want to live again? Who else want to die and live again? You're going to die anyway, right? But don't you want to live again? Say, I want to live again. So let me tell you something that you're going to have to do if you want to live again. You have to get saved and stay saved. And you have to do something about your flesh. You have to bring that thing what? Under control. Say amen. These folks, when they were out in the wilderness, God was good to them. He got them out of some bad situation. They was in slavery. He got them out of that, but then they allowed their flesh to dominate their life. And if you let your flesh dominate, you'll die. 23,000 people died in one day out in that wilderness. 23,000 because they got out of control. Now watch this. Look at it, y'all. Look at all of us right now. If it was 23,000 people out there and they land on the ground having sex, and they land over there having sex, and then they jump off this one and jump on that one, they were out of control. And everybody was drunk and the music was playing, and then everybody was bowing down to this cow. They was out of control. Ain't it like that now? Ain't it like that now? You go anywhere, folk are just about out of control. But guess what? We don't supposed to be out of control. We don't supposed to let our flesh dominate, because if we do, we're going to die. So watch this. How do you know when the flesh is dominating? You be sick all the time. You're always into something. Always in something. You always in something. You always in trouble when the flesh dominate. You broke all the time. You ain't never got no money. You worry all the time. You just worry when the flesh is dominating. You know, you always think something bad gonna happen because the flesh dominate. That's why we got a lot of diseases now, y'all. This is why. Because everybody living in the flesh, everybody doing what they want to do. You know, like the song say, you know, it's your thing, it's your thing, it's your thing, it's what you want to do. I can't tell you, that's right, who the song can do. Ain't that right? We doing what we want to do, ain't that right? We got a boyfriend and another boyfriend and another boyfriend. And we sleeping around with just about everybody. We married and we sleeping around. We got all these different people in and out of us, and we in and out of them. And diseases are everywhere, ain't that right? Because we out of control, ain't that right? I know he's fine, but you ain't got to get out of control. I know she cute, but you ain't got to get out of control. You a Christian, ain't that right? We can't have one bill. We got to have 5, 6, 7, 8. Ain't that right? We just out of control. We go in the store, instead of buying one, we buy everything on the whole shelf. Ain't that right? We ain't got no grass and we'll buy a lawnmower. Ain't that bad? We just out of control. Ain't that right? Just out of control and everything but we don't supposed to be like that if we Christians. Ain't that right? It's very vital that we get self-control. Because it's a matter of life and death. The doctor told me, these are the words he said. He said, He is not going to make it through the night. He's going to die tonight. Let him eat whatever he want to eat. When I heard that, I said, this joker done gave up on me. That's what they'll do. They'll give up on you. They will. And I said to myself, I said, I'm coming out of this. But I'm going to still order me some greens and some fries and some chicken and all of that stuff because I knew I was going to live. Amen. But watch this. Now I got to do something about why I'm up here. When you lack temperance, that says you're crazy. It really do. That's insanity when you lack temperance. It really is. Listen to this. When you refuse to make changes or something that's really killing you, you're crazy. Y'all don't get mad at me, huh? It's crazy. You broke all the time and you don't make no financial changes. It's something wrong with you. If you sick from smoking cigarette every time you puff them and you can't do some changes, it's something wrong with you, ain't it? You hearing that marijuana? There's some bad stuff right here. I heard one nigga died smoking this. It's something wrong with you if you still smoking it, ain't it? Everybody say amen, say amen. I'm just telling it like it is, ain't it? You seen whiskey kill Aunt Jack. You seen whiskey kill Uncle Bobo. But you think you can handle it. It done cost you to lose your job. It done cost you to do a lot of stuff. But there's something wrong when we can't make no changes. Well, they said, we out of control. We out of control. We out of control. We got to do something about it. People love you. Listen, people love you. This church love you. This is the type of church this is. This is a deliverance church. We love you. I love my sister. I love my sister. I love me some Bump. And I was up to that hospital every day. I said, Bump, you got to get back exercising. I said, Bump, you got to do this. I said, Bump, I'm going to help you. And Bump, you got to do this because I don't want my sister to die. If you love your daughter, you'll say, baby, you need to do this because I love you. I don't want you to die. If you love your little boy, you need to say, son, you need to do this because I love you. I don't want you to die. You love your husband, you say, come on, baby, we can do this because I don't want you to die. You love your wife, you say, come on, baby, you can do this because I don't want you to die. When folk let you stay out of control, either they can't do nothing else with you or they done gave up on you. I don't want nobody to give up on me. Help me when I get out of control. Ain't that right? And folk get mad at you. Won't they get mad at you when you're trying to get them in control? I know Bobby been mad. She used to be mad at me. I said, baby, you can't. Come on, you got to pay the car note. You're 4 months behind. I said, well, we're going to put our money together. Put our money together. And then she spent all my money and her money. I said, baby, we can't be doing all that. Come on. Now she over there, she ain't got a dime in her pocket. Hey, Danny, you hear me? And she over there, she ain't got a dime in her pocket. I'm over there counting hundreds. She be like, he need to give me some, ain't that right? But all I'm trying to do is get you in control so you can have some too. Ain't that right? I tell my sister, I said, Bump, look. You can have one French fry and one Big Mac. Ain't that right? Bump, you can have a slice of pizza, not the whole pizza. We got to help each other. Say we got to help each other. We done got lazy. That's a major problem with self-control. The flesh will dominate so much until when it's time to do things for God in the kingdom of heaven, you be lazy. The flesh won't let you. And that flesh ain't right because you know what it'll do. You'll get energy to do what the flesh wants you to do. But then when it's time to do the things of God, you get lazy. Am I right, y'all? Am I right, Danny? Am I right, your beautiful wife? Am I right? It's right. Ain't that right, Veronica? Am I right, Veronica? It'll make you lazy. You know you're supposed to do it, but you're too lazy to do it. And see, we got to mortify the deeds of this flesh. We got to tell this flesh, look here, I'm finna get on this treadmill. I be at home on the treadmill. I be going good. Then I put my earphones on. I give myself away. And before I know it, 30 minutes done pass by. And I feel great. And then in the middle of the night, I'll tell baby, I feel great. Wake up. Amen. Glory to God. You got to mortify the deeds of his body. Amen. Because if you don't mortify the deeds of his body, you won't finish. Amen. Ain't God good? Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what gluttony is. Everybody know what gluttony is, don't they? What is gluttony? Just too much. Just overdoing it, ain't it? And that's what happened to the flesh. It makes you a gluttoner. You just become a gluttoner. You instead of, you know, them jeans be too tight. Instead of saying, I'm going to fit them, you go get a bigger pair. And then next thing you know, them get too tight. Then what? You get a bigger pair. Before you know it, you got a bigger pair and a bigger pair and a bigger pair. Ain't that right? But what we need to do, we need to get under control and get back in that first pair. Ain't that right? Some of us say, no can do, no can do. But yes, you can. Say, yes, you can. Did Obama tell y'all, yes, we can? Well, yes, you can. Say, glory to God. Pastor is serving notice today. Yes, you can. I tell my daughter, yes, you can. Yes, you can, baby. I tell my wife, yes, you can. Yes, you can. I tell all y'all, everybody, I say, yes, you can. You can get under control. You can do something about self-control. You can control yourself. I'm on the freeway. I'm riding. Folks pulling in front of me. Sometimes I say stuff. I know it ain't of God. And I say, I gotta control myself. Don't kid it. I said in a minute, don't kid it. We all do it, one of y'all. If you don't control yourself, you'll start saying it all the time. And then you'll be up here preaching and a bummer be stinging. You'll say, oh, God, blanket, before you know it. You got to control yourself. Ain't that right? It's something they put you in this room. And this boy, I'm talking to you, they put you in this room. And they put a big salad over here and a Big Mac over here and a big turkey right there. And they put all that food in front of you. And then they put the Bible over there. And you start sweating like a Pepsi can because you see that turkey in them. And if you look over at that Bible, you'll get cooled down. You got to control yourself to go get that word. You hear me? You got to control yourself to go get that word. You got to control yourself when you get up in the morning getting ready for church. You ever know something about the flesh, what it do when it's time to go to church? It try to do all kind of stuff to keep you from coming. But notice when it's time to go shopping. Notice when it's time to go do your thing. It give you all the energy, don't it? Don't it, y'all? You know what that means? He dominating. He dominating. And let me tell you what he going to do. He going to keep on dominating till he get you in something you can't get out of. Till you can't get out of. That's what he going to do. I want to read this scripture to you. And I want to show y'all some. These are some two powerful scriptures that I'm closing on this part. I'm bringing it on in. Because you need to stop letting your flesh rule your life. When it's time to hear the word, you need to quit rushing the word. You need more word than you need anything. Because when it's time for you to go in, you're going to need the word. Because heaven and earth going to pass away. But if you ain't got no word in you, you ain't going nowhere. You're going to die in your sins. Exodus 20 and verse 4. Thou shalt what? Make none to no other images. Or in the likeness of anything that is in heaven above and anything on the earth beneath. Or that is in the water under the earth. Verse 5. Thou shalt what? Thyself to them. What? What is it? What did it say? Did y'all see that? He said, I'm jealous. And then what he said? Visiting what? Upon the children. Unto the third and the fourth generation. That hate me. God said you hate him if you put another God before him. And God says when you do that, he's going to bring the iniquity on this generation and the third and the fourth generation. And when it get to the fourth generation, he gonna wipe out your whole family. Your whole family. He gonna wipe out the whole family. Now watch this, Colossians 3 and 5. Colossians 3 and 5 said, mortify therefore what? Which are what? Upon the earth. What? Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil what? Consumption, And covetousness, which is what? Covetousness is when you start putting anything before God. Miss Yolanda, this deep, baby. This deep. This deep, y'all. This is deep. This deep what I'm finna say right here. What's in your life that you putting before God? What's in your life that is taking more of your time than the time you supposed to be spending with God in serving God? What is you serving more than you serving God? Come on now. Come on. Come on. Let's get real now. Many believers believe, but they don't know that many of them are walking in idolatry. Because when it comes to time, when it comes to energy, when it comes to resources, they don't put God first. It's something else that they put first. They put more time and energy, it may be in a person, or it may be the job, or it may be the children, or it may be other things, or it may be the one of all, which is the root of all evil, money. Money. Your passion and your desire for some things you're going to have to deal with. Whatever makes you more exciting than God, if it makes you, if you're more excited about that than God, you want that more than you want God. What you will not give away or what you won't let go. You shouldn't have anything that you couldn't let go. You couldn't. Some folk here, I can't let my job go. I can't let this go. I can't let that go. No, I can't let that go. Whatever you put anything before God, that's your idol. That's your God. We'll say, well, I don't know. Yes, we do. We do. We do. We do. Here's the number one reason. Many of us ain't happy right now. That's why we are not happy. That's why we're not fulfilling. Because you done removed God out of the throne of your life. The occupying the throne of your life is supposed to be God. You done moved him out of the way. And you done grabbed whatever else you have grabbed and you done put it in the place. And now you're wondering why you're not happy. See, you think you can come here and clap a few minutes. And then you get excited. Then after that, the thrill is gone. Because your mind is on that other God. It's on that other God. See, when you remove God out of the place that he's supposed to be in your life, that's idolatry. That's idol worship. That's something else. And I know you think I'm picking at you, and you're saying, Pastor, I want to hear a good sermon. This is a good sermon. This is one of the best sermons you're going to hear in a long time. It really is. You know why? Because whatever you're putting before God, it's going to come a time you're going to need God. And it's hard to take that down and put God there and when God ain't been there all the time. That's why people die, y'all. They try to get God when they need him. And then when they don't need God no more, then they put that other stuff back into their life. And God is a jealous God. He don't like that. See, that's why when you get more money and you have things, you still ain't happy. Oh, you work all day, make all the overtime, you can get all the money, you still ain't going to be happy because you ain't got God in the place where he's supposed to be. You can go all that. You ain't going to come to church like you're supposed to. You're not going to come to Kingdom Education. You're not going to come to Bible study. You're not going to come to worship. You're going to fit God in somewhere, but he don't supposed to be fit in. He's supposed to be there all the time, and that's why you're not happy. That's why the flesh will let you have a little fun here and there. And the flesh sometimes will let you go to church to get better so you can go back out there and do what you've been doing. And this is a dangerous thing, ain't it, y'all? Come on, say amen. When we buying down the stuff, we buying down. We said, no, I don't bow down. Yes, we do. You out of control. You might well admit you out of control. When the have and the have not come on, you bow down to it. Tyler Perry put anything on the TV. You bow down to it. Am I right about it? Walmart got it on sale. You bow down to it. Ain't that right? Whatever come out, you out there trying to get it. You bow down to it. Ain't that right? That man who don't care nothing about you, you bow down to him. The woman don't care nothing about you, you bow down to him. You just bow down to it. Am I right about it? But then you want to fit God in on your schedule. Oh, you something else. Ain't you something else? when God got to fit your schedule. But then when you need a healing, oh my God, oh Lord, I need you right now. Now you want God to fit your schedule. God say, you can't put me in no schedule. Where was you when I needed you? With your lazy self. Where was you when you out of control doing what you want to do when I needed you? My life is not my own. It's him who I belong to. He saved me, sanctified me, delivered me, and set me free. Now I got to do something about bringing my flesh under subjection. Ain't nobody going to lay hands on me for me to control myself. I got to control myself. I got to control my mouth. I got to control my eyes, my ears. I got to control myself. And then this is what we do. We worship other stuff, but we want God to take care of us. You might as well say amen. I'm closing. Many care more about themselves than they care about God. You will drive miles and miles away to get what you want. And you won't even come to church, which is 15 minutes. Because you don't think you need that. But your flesh will tell you you do. Ain't that right? You'll watch whatever you want to watch on that TV, but you won't pick up that Bible because your flesh will tell you you don't need that. As soon as something happens, you want that word. And then if you can't get that word, you want Pastor Brown to stop what he's doing. Or you want some saint, or you want somebody when you could control yourself. You ain't got to be calling on nobody to pray for you. You can pray for yourself. You don't need nobody to lay hands on you, and you can lay hands for yourself. You don't need nobody prophesying to you, and you can prophesy to yourself. Ain't that right? You don't need nobody talking about God going to bless you with this when you can sow and tithe for yourself. And you decree and declare and speak that word, and it'll come back to you. When you can do it yourself. But when you can't control yourself, you got to depend on other people. Baby, you don't want to be dependent on other people. Am I right about it? Because they might not come. They may not show up. They might get held up by the train. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Or they might say, I ain't coming. Or they might have an accident on the way. Or they might stop and get a bill on the way. Ain't that right? You don't know what they might do on the way. And you depending on them. Mm-hmm. Come on, say amen. Amen. See, you came in here today. You came in here today. That took control. Now when you leave out of here today, it's going to take some control to take this word right here and live by it. It really is. Me and some good, saved, sanctified folk, we have a good time. All we talk about is controlling ourselves. You need somebody to help you. You really do. You can't do this by yourself. You need the Holy Spirit, and you need spirit-filled people to help you. But the flesh will pull you away from them. The flesh will keep you from them. Because they're going to make you accountable. They're gonna put you in check. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they will. As pastor, I have people to help me, keep me in check. Minister to me. Give me the word. I need it. You can help me too. And I can help you too. We can help each other. Am I right about it? Listen to this. If the supervisor say, I need you in tomorrow, early. Yeah, boy, I'll be there. Ain't that right? If Pastor Brown said, I need you here early Sunday, you say, I ain't got to come in now. That ain't right. Am I right? They said we need $25 because we're going to New Orleans and we need another $25 for the food. That's $50. Pastor said, we got to fix the basement. We need everybody to give $25. We don't even want to give it. But we'll give it to go to New Orleans. And go down Mardi Gras, ain't that right? Come on, y'all might well say amen. You might well say amen. Pastor Brown can say, hey, look, y'all, we need y'all to give. Amen. Because we gotta fix this bathroom downstairs. We'll have a nice bathroom downstairs. But you say you ain't got it. But if your daughter who talked back to you, cuss you out, treat you any kind of way, you give it to her. If the weed man tell you, I'm going up today. I'm going up on my weed. You're going to get that money. Am I right about it? Because you know what? It's for you. It's for you. But you know when you give to God, that's for you. That glorify God, and God will bless you. But your flesh don't want you to see that. Your hairdo costs $200. Some of y'all hairdo costs $300. Some of y'all hair costs a lot of money because it's real hair. But they didn't tell you it was hyena. They didn't tell you it was hyena. They didn't tell you it was pony. They didn't tell you that. But they'll tell you that it's real. Ain't that right? But we'll go get all that what we want. And then we don't think we owe God nothing. We so concerned about our reputation, what people saying about us, how they see us, and what they think. So I got to go buy me some new shoes. I got to buy all this expensive stuff because I wonder what they're going to say about me. You know what they're saying about you? What they said about you last week and week before last. I got to wear Jordans. I got to wear this. I got to have that. No, we say that. And we just get out of control buying all that stuff, don't we? Whatever you idolize, you're going to give it time, energy, and resources. You're going to give it your undivided attention. It's going to be a priority in your life more than anything else. Whatever you love the most, whatever you idol the most, that's what you're going to do. And it's sad. The flesh will dominate until it destroy your life. Now that was a word. And that was a due season word. Now watch this. Here's the thing. Can you get it? Can you get things back in control? Can you? I mean, can you really do it? Now how many of y'all know what's going to happen? The flesh going to act a fool. Come on, say amen. Amen. Ain't that flesh going to act a fool? That flesh going to cut up. Because you know what that flesh saying? Look, I've been running this here thing for years. And now you're going to try to tell me what to do? Oh, no. Mm-mm. Here are some ways to overcome the flesh. And then I'm through. Tell your flesh no. Flesh don't want to hear that. You tell it no, that don't mean nothing. Now you're going to have desires. And you're going to have urges. Now, you know what you have to do? You have to discipline yourself. If it's somewhere you've been going, don't go there no more. You got to go another way. You got to go around or over. You ain't got no airplane, but you have to do something, man. Am I right about it? If it's some people in your life, you got to stop being around them. You got to let them go. Ain't that right? You got to make some changes. Changes, you know what I mean? Some serious changes. If you don't make no changes, the flesh going to still dominate. Now watch this. Here's the sign that once you start dominating your flesh begin to die. Those desires ain't like they used to be. Those urges, that lust, it all began to die. It ain't there no more. And then after a while, when you crucify, then when it come back up, you can handle it. Ain't that right? See, I used to puff them Newport. Hey, Danny. Puff them Newport. Now, Newport, I've been looking at Newport like, you ain't got nothing on me, Newport. Man, I dust you up. Ain't that right? Did you know little Newports used to dust me up? I used to flush down the toilet, and they used to say, we'll be back, and they came back too. But now I don't whoop Newports. I whoop that Bill. I used to love my Bill. Boy, that Bill was so good. I used to get me some Bill every day. Tall ones, short ones, little ones, all kinds. I used to drink them. I didn't care what the brand was. It was just Bill. Ain't that right? Give me what you got. I'll drink it. But I whooped that Bill. I whooped that liquor. I whooped that liquor. I used to like me some Napoleon brandy. Y'all may not have heard of Napoleon, but that boy was bad, boy. I used to drink that Christian Brothers. Mm-hmm. Evans and Williams. Cognac. Is it cognac? Cognac or yak, whatever it was. I was drinking it, man. But I whooped that. I overcame that. I did. Weed, man, name it. I smoked it. But I had quit before blunts came out. I didn't get a chance to get a blunt. But thank God, amen. Amen. I overcame that. Now, that was a fight, y'all. That was a battle. And my worst enemy was women. Oh, my God. I had to have me a sexy, fine sister. Long as I was in the bed under the sheet, it didn't matter to me. She could weigh 500. I didn't care. I just wanted me a woman. Glory to God. I ain't care how she looked. She could have two teeth or one, baby. I did not matter. I was something wrong, baby. I'm telling you. You get out of control, you out of control. You don't care nothing about none of that. Am I right about it? I overcame that. Ain't that right? God is good. Ain't it good? Ain't nobody going to say the truth, but I tell on me. I overcame that. I dominated this flesh. I said, you ain't going to kill me. Because when the doctor said you ain't going to make it through the night, it's something to do. Ain't that right? So how many got some out of this? I said, did you get anything out of this? Wasn't this on time? I said,